Hey, Jim.
Hey.
Hey, Jim, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for taking a few minutes to talk. It's a pleasure to talk to you. I like your work a whole lot.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Okay. Well, I'm already recording, so we're good to go. This game is interesting because the Bears never go down. They don't play the AFC South very often. Last time we played the Titans, held Chris Johnson to, I think it was 8 yards on 14 carries. But since then, the Chris Johnson saga has gone on. You tend to follow these things from a national perspective, but what's been the national, the Tennessee perspective on him signing that big contract and coming back and looking like such a different player? What has it felt like down there?
Well, I mean, he's catching a lot of criticism early. I mean, for the first five games, you know, he had 25 rushing yards or less. You know, didn't look like the same guy. And, you know, a lot of people after the 2011 season where he had a career low, you know, he's getting bashed locally and nationally and people questioning, you know, why they gave him the contract. I will say this. I mean, the last 5 weeks, he's getting back to looking like his old self. I mean, the past 5 weeks, he's got 550 yards rushing, and that's more yards than any back in the NFL over that same stretch. He had a 195-yard game against the Bills a couple weeks ago. You know, had 99 against the Colts. Had, you know, had a good game, you know, against a pretty tough Steelers defense. So, yeah, he was horrible early in the season, but last 5 weeks he's been as good as any back in the league, and I think people are hoping that can continue. I think he's got a tough time, obviously, against, you know, the number one ranked rushing defense in the league.
Well, I guess the question is it, do people believe there is health concerns here, or is it motivational concerns, or is it just the cycle of, I mean, it just seems so inconceivable that a player as dynamic and explosive as him could for a season and five games the way he did. What's the opinion on why then?
Well, I mean, there's been a lot of different theories. You know, the whole theory that he got his money and relaxed. I don't, you know, don't buy that one. I mean, Chris Johnson's not a guy who got paid and then, you know, started, you know, complaining about nagging injuries and didn't show effort. I mean, Chris Johnson hasn't missed a game. He has missed one game in his NFL career, and that's because they held him out because they had a playoff spot clinched back in 2008. I mean, this kid is a hard working guy. It wasn't working earlier because I think, you know, his offensive line, they had some issues there. You know, certainly you could question some of the play calling earlier. You know, I think he was himself. I think he takes some blame as well. He's indecisive. You know, a lot of times didn't hit the hole hard. You know, you could question his breakaway speed a couple weeks ago, but after seeing him bust one off against Buffalo for 83 yards just a couple weeks ago, it's tough to question that anymore. So they just had so many issues, and they were falling behind in games. I mean, you got to keep in mind this team giving up over 30 points in six of eight games, and when you give up a lot of points and fall behind early, they lost four games by three touchdowns. It's hard, you know, it doesn't make any sense to run the ball. So that contributed to him having bad numbers earlier. Now they've been in games, he's been better. So, you know, the Chris Johnson, you know, all the Chris Johnson questions around here at least have gone away in the last month because he looks like Chris Johnson again.
Well, you mentioned the defense there, giving up the points, and, you know, the Saints and the Bills have taken a huge hit nationally for how bad their defense was. And I got to be honest, until I was preparing for this game, I didn't recognize just how statistically bad this Titans defense has been. And I saw your tweets this morning going through the best players on the defense, and I kind of chuckled to myself because I didn't even know who three of them were. And what is this defense? Is it lacking talent? Is this on Jerry Gray and the scheme? Why has this defense been as they've been through the first half of the season?
Well, I think everyone's to blame. I mean, just like Chris Johnson, the running game, you know, not all him. You know, the offensive line deserves some blame, play calling sometimes. I think the same thing on defense. I mean, obviously it starts with the coordinator. I mean, he's the guy, he's responsible for who's starting. He's responsible for the scheme. He's responsible for how, you know, aggressive they're going to be in certain games. And he's tried a lot of different things. Nothing's worked so far. They've got 11 sacks in eight games. Not getting a lot of turnovers. Their tackling has been very suspect, and they've given up way too many plays in the middle of the field. I mean, you name it, they've done it poorly. So, they're ranked 30th in the league in defense. They're ranked 31st in the league in scoring defense, and giving up over 30 points a game. So, everyone's to blame. They've got some good young talent, but they're young. I mean, they're at linebacker. They got a second-year guy in the middle in Colin McCarthy. They got a second-year guy at the other linebacker spot in Akeem Ayers. They got a rookie playing at the weak side in Zach Brown. Across the front line, they've got Derek Morgan and Cameron Wembley, a couple of guys who've been in the league for a while who have been productive in spurts, but in the interior they're very young there as well. So as a group, it's kind of in time, I think, will develop, but right now they're not very good.
The Bears wanted Wembley really badly this offseason. They targeted him. They went after a few different players, but they wanted Wembley. They got priced out of it. The Titans gave Wembley a big contract. What's his season been like so far, and is he on an upswing here, or is he just sort of staled out?
Well, he's got 2.5 sacks. He made a big play, on Sunday. He's starting to show up a little bit more. I mean, I'll say this. I mean, the guy is a pro. He's one of those veterans that they needed in this locker room with so many young guys. I think he's a good example to them. Clearly, they need more out of him, and I think he realizes when you could pay and get a $35 million contract, you got higher expectations. And he's not tearing it up. I mean, first half of the season, if he has a season similar to that, has a second half similar to what he had in the first half, he's going to end up with 5 sacks. And, they didn't pay him all that money to have 5 sacks. So, obviously, they expect more. I mean, he's supposed to be a double-digit sack guy coming in. He's not on that pace, not close to it at this point. But I do think that he is a solid player and who will get better as the season goes on. Again, the key here is the Titans need to stay in games, because teams have jumped on them early and just started running the football, and so they're not getting a lot of opportunities to rush the quarterback earlier. I think the entire defense here thinks they could have some opportunities to get to Cutler, especially with the way the things have been with protection up there so far.
The Bears, for a couple of years here, we used to sort of joke that Vanderbilt was our AAA team because we had 4 Vanderbilt players in our starting lineup as of last year. Chris Williams has now gone on. We still have B.J. Moore, nickel corner, Earl Bennett, wide receiver, Jay Cutler, of course, the quarterback. I don't know how tied into the Vanderbilt sort of scene you are down there, but some affection from the Titans fan base for Cutler and it coming back and playing just down the road from Vanderbilt?
Well, I mean, you're asking a guy who had season tickets at Vanderbilt since he was 7 years old and watched all those guys play. Watched all those guys play their entire college career and every one of them, from Cutler to Bennett to D.J. Moore, and I certainly remember Chris Williams being up there and Hunter Hillenmeyer, and had a good run of Vanderbilt Commodores there, and myself, my family, the Vanderbilt fan base always likes to see those guys do well, and I know Vanderbilt fans will look forward to seeing them come back. Tennessee fans, you got a heck of a lot of University of Tennessee fans that also go to Titans games that aren't as enamored with those guys. I mean, they remember Jay Cutler throwing a touchdown pass to Earl Bennett to beat, Tennessee in the season finale in 2005 and snap a long winning streak.
I had the video on the site Tuesday. I had the whole drive.
Yeah.
So they hit Bennett about 4 times.
They couldn't stop him. So, I mean, Tennessee fans aren't as thrilled about, Jay Cutler. The mention of his name is not as good a memory for them because Jay Cutler went into their home and beat them in what was a miserable season for Tennessee, and they've had several of them since. But he'll get pretty good response coming back to Tennessee, at least from the Vanderbilt fans. The Tennessee fans who are Titans fans will probably boo a little harder, when they're announced because they don't like the opposing team and they don't like Vanderbilt.
So enough with football. This is my first trip to Nashville. I can't tell you how excited I am. Barring any crazy stuff, I leave from JFK tomorrow afternoon. If I can have one meal in Nashville, where would you send me for my one? Let's call it, like, I don't want to say breakfast because I've given some good breakfast recommendations. A good late lunch, a 4 o'clock on Saturday lunch. Where am I going?
Boy, that's a good question. You know, breakfast, you know, the Pancake Pantry is the famous place to go to. It's not far from the Vanderbilt campus. You have to wait in line to get there. I would think if you're going for a late, there's a place called Merchants down off of Broadway that's good. There's, you know, a couple other more casual places, you know, in town, the Whiskey Kitchen, Virago's. You can't go wrong with some of those spots over in the South Street area. It's a good places to hit. Yeah, it's tough to name one, especially for a guy. I don't know what kind of expense report you'll be working on, but
Here's what I want. I want to walk out and be able to go, This was eating in Nashville. You couldn't have that meal anywhere else. Where would you send me?
Yeah, I mean, Loveless Cafe is where I'd send you, but that's kind of out on the outskirts, famous for a little country ham, and biscuits, kind of on the outskirts of Nashville, and I'm not so sure you're going to drive out there. But that's a place I'd probably tell you, the Loveless Cafe, and then for a late, early dinner, and then Pancake Pantry for breakfast.
Sorry, so it's Loveless. We're doing it. I'm going to Loveless Cafe. I'm going to report to you on Twitter, Jim, after I have the meal. I will tweet you a picture of my biscuits and gravy as I'm sitting there eating them. Thanks, Jim, and we appreciate reading you, and enjoy Sunday.
Yeah, enjoy your trip to Nashville. I think you'll enjoy your stay here. It's supposed to be a beautiful day on Saturday.
I'm hoping so. Thanks, Jim.
Okay.